Coal industry executives in Kentucky are appealing a federal judge's ruling that mining waste cannot, in most cases, be dumped into streams. They cite what they say is the devastating impact the decision could have on coal mining in Appalachia. But some state officials in West Virginia are questioning how devastating that impact would actually be. WVPB's Dan Hyman has the story.
Since U.S. District Judge Charles Hayden ruled 2 months ago that most mountaintop removal valley fills are a violation of environmental law, people in the mining industry say they have been worried about their future.
Well, that means there won't be too many groceries on the table if I don't have a job.
Johnny Miller has been working at an Arch Coal mountaintop removal site in Logan County, West Virginia, for 25 years. He's one of the 8,000 or so surface miners in West Virginia and Kentucky. He says the judge's ruling could be hard on the people he works with.
About everybody that works on our prep plant has been there, you know, 15, 20 years. It's all they know. It's all about all they've ever done. They're not trained or skilled in any other type of work.
Coal mining in the two states is a $4.5 billion industry that employs 28,000 miners. The common wisdom is that surface miners like Miller are the ones most likely to be idled if the judge's ruling stands. But Bill Kaler, the president of the Kentucky Coal Association, wants the ruling overturned because he says the entire industry is threatened.
Every mining operation, whether it's surface or underground, will generate some excess rock. You have to put this material somewhere, and if you can't put it somewhere, then you would be stopped from conducting that activity. But the way it's written, it's pretty black and white. No, you can't have fills, period.
In a mountaintop removal mine, the coal company blasts tons of rock off of a mountain to expose the coal underneath. That rock is often dumped into the streams at the bottom of mountain valleys next to the mines, polluting the water. Judge Hayden's ruling makes that practice illegal in most cases. But Mike Callahan, the director of the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, notes that fills will still be allowed if they make the land more usable after the mine is closed.
The goal here is to push the coal companies into a better way of thinking and how are we going to use this land once all the coal has been mined out.
The Department of Environmental Protection reviews all of West Virginia's mining permits. Of the 290 permits now pending, Callahan says only 67 would probably have to be rewritten or withdrawn because of the judge's ruling.
I'm not going to say the sky's falling on this one. The coal companies are going to have to do some brainstorming to either do one of two things, not dispose of refuse or debris in the water of the United States, or number two, if they are going to dispose of the debris in the water of the United States, how can they do that in a manner that will be beneficial to society?
The industry's lawyers are using information from a Marshall University study in their appeal. That study says that West Virginia alone could lose about 10,000 jobs and $440 million worth of income 5 years after fills are outlawed. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman in Elkins, West Virginia.